USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The G7 leaders will welcome Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky to Japan on Sunday. He's now at the Arab Summit in Saudi Arabia. Ahead of Zelensky's visit, the leaders have agreed on some new sanctions on Russia over its war on Ukraine.
One is to really clamp down, to tighten the screws on the sanctions that are already in place by targeting ways that Russia has been able to evade existing sanctions, but then really continuing to increase export control sanctions on the raw materials that allow, as the G7 statement puts it, Russia to build its war machine. The G7 committing to doing more to prevent Russia from obtaining the kind of material it needs to continue the onslaught on Ukraine.
NBC correspondent Mike Memoli at the summit in Hiroshima. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reports progress in the talks on a budget deal and raising the debt limit. Some Republicans want McCarthy to stop negotiating until the Senate passes the House bill that raises the debt ceiling and makes some big spending cuts. Accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as the judge decides whether Teixeira deserves bail. Prosecutors want the 21-year-old National Guardsman to remain locked up before his espionage trial. As we learn that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to make his White House bid official in a few days, what about Vice President Mike Pence? He tells the Fox Business Network he knows the clock is ticking.
I think anybody who's serious about entering the race for the Republican nomination for president would have to be in by the end of June. So I promise you, you'll know our intentions before the end of June.
And now another governor may be thinking again about running.
A time to choose life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin put out a one-minute video of him at the Reagan Presidential Library, not really announcing anything. And one big gaffe in the video, a shot of a fighter jet. A European fighter jet, not American. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
More than 100,000 people around the USA died from drug overdoses last year. That's the most ever in a single year. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says overdose deaths are starting to level off. They surged during the first 2 years of the COVID pandemic. The FDA's independent vaccine advisors say Pfizer's vaccine that protects infants from RSV is good to go.
In a unanimous vote Thursday, the panel agreed the vaccine efficacy data was sufficient. RSV, which is a respiratory infection that causes cold-like symptoms, is common in young children. The single-dose shot would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and would trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the fetus. It would then provide protection for about the first 6 months of a baby's life. A decision to fully approve the shot now falls on the FDA, which is slated to make a final decision in August. I'm Skip Kelly.
Google's agreed to pay $40 million to the state of Washington over misleading users about how they're tracked. The suit claimed that Google led users to believe they had control over how Google collected and used their location data. A tradition during final exam week at the University of Maryland may be on its last legs. For years, students would place items around the statue of Testudo, the terrapin that is the school's mascot, for good luck. Campus police say it's gone too far, and Testudo is now surrounded by mostly trash, including road signs and even a couch. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.